Okay, let's turn to Isaiah 58, verse 6. And we're going to read out from verse 6 to 12. Is this not the fast which I have chosen? Choose to loosen the bond of wickedness, to undo the band of yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. It is not to divide your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into the house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light will break out like the dawn, and your recovery will be speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the fingers and speaking wickedness, and if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your gloom will become like midday, and the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in the scorched places and give you strength to your bones. And you'll be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water do not fail. And those who are amongst you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will rise up the age-old foundation, and you will be called the repair of the breach, the restorer of the street in which to dwell. Let's pray before we share today. Heavenly Father, we just really give thanks to you for another wonderful day ahead. And I just ask you to, Holy Spirit, come and really stir our heart and open our heart and mind to receive the message that you have for my brother and sister individually. Thank you, Lord, and just do speak to us today. Thank you, and pray all this in Jesus' name. So this morning, I'm probably not going to do into a lot of work study into the text, but I'm going to share with you like my testimony on fasting. We have been going through going into a new season of fasting in the January, and for me, fasting is basically a very integral part of Christian life throughout my Christian walk. My first church, we do a fasting every year for 3 days, like a corporate fast. We would do a different form of fasting, as depends how you choose it. And after 3 days, we come together for a gathering. We call it solemn assembly. And the whole congregation will pray for the new year and also for themselves. And so fasting to me is not something new or foreign. But in 2004 December, I actually decided to do a 7-day water fast. And that, you probably was like, no, why suddenly so dramatically go into a 7-day water fast, that sort of thing. That was actually because of a friend of mine. I was kind of inspired by her. She initially went into a water fast because her naturopath advised her to do it because she had a lot of health problems, and apparently fasting really helped you to detox your bodies. So she went into a water fast. But before the fast, God actually led her to read a book on spiritual fasting. And so she read through the book, and during a 7-day water fast, she has really a wonderful encounter with God, and she shared with me her testimony, how God really helped her to release some of the unforgiveness that she has harbored in her heart for so long. And she just had picture like releasing balloon over in the air, and she let go of some of the age really like, you know, heavy burden that is in her life. And also her health has been improved after the fast. And I remember one really amazing story that she shared with me is that she actually wear glasses and she has short sightedness. And after the fast, 2 weeks after fast, she have to go down to the optometry twice because her eyesight actually improved. So she have to get new glasses. So after like hearing like all this like, you know, story about the, you know, this fasting, and I think, oh, I really want that. I really want to have, you know, my life like be dramatically changed. And so I sort of went in and decided to do, okay, this year I'm going to do a water fast like my friend. And I remember during that time, you know, to be able to, I'll actually get time off for, I actually go and to ask for holiday during that time. And because my church actually have the solemn assembly on the 5th of January 2005, so I went to my boss and asked for leave from 30th December. And during that time, usually, office generally, EN is very quiet. You know, everyone go away, holiday and all this. But that particular year, actually, our office is very busy. We have a project to rush through. And so in a way that, you know, having me taking that 7 day off, not 7 day, but a few days off, is it's kind of a miracle itself too. So I went up to my boss and tell her, you know, I want to go for take time off during this critical time, but for fast. And I mentioned that, you know, it's for health purposes mainly, but I do, and my boss, and of course I mentioned, you know, it's a spiritual faster too. And my boss is a Christian, but she doesn't really go to church. And so the fact that she actually allowed me to go on this, like take time off during that time, is kind of like a miracle for myself too at the time. And before the fast, I actually read two books. One is actually written by a medical doctor. I don't think he is a Christian because he didn't mention anything about Christ or anything about Christian fasting and anything. But he actually goes through studies and detail what sort of symptom you would expect during these detoxifications. And also, he actually, in his book, he write that, you know, it is okay for a human to fast for 40 days on a water fast without damaging your body. It can, a person can go up, like unusual person can actually go up to 60 days, but of course it's under medical care and all this to have that 60-day fast. And he has studies showing that, you know, water fast actually help people to improve their health. And the second book I read is on fasting based on chapter 58 of Isaiah, and that book really helped me to have a better perspective of what is fasting. It's not just like what Pastor Sam was said, we're not twisting God's arm and asking for things that we want, but there are things that definitely life will be changed when you go into set aside your time and go into the presence of God and really just doing this fast actually bring things like help you to get closer to God and your life be changed by God. And surely the promises that in chapter 58, that promise that's written there will come through. And so I read both book and I even went to a naturopath actually, because I don't know much about, you know, water fast back then. I didn't have Pastor Sam teaching on, you know, the basic about fasting. So I actually went into a naturopath and get a 10-day P-fast plan before I go into a class so that I don't really shock my system too much when for you to go into a water fast. But then one of my vices is that I love eating. Like, I cannot, I see good food and I will love eating. And I remember the day before I fast, I have pizza. Before I go into water fast. And so I really didn't adhere to that pre-fast plan. But for me, year 2004, that time, I wasn't a very healthy person. I always get sick. And I also have like these rashes on my face that really annoy me. And I try to see like, you know, Chinese doctors and Western doctors. It didn't quite help. And after the fast, my skin actually improved after 2005. Like during 2005, like I hardly get sick and my skin actually get better. And for me, I think fasting is a sanctification, not just for body and also for the soul and all your spirit. And I remember that, you know, how it helped me. I'm losing my track. One major breakthrough that I have, you know, during the fast is that I'm not a very compassionate people before the fast. I see the news, you know, you heard about news about things happen in different bad thing happen around the world and tragic happen in your friends and all this. A lot of time, I remember during 2004, actually was a tsunami time. And I remember, you know, that was the time where the news first came through. I was in a Christmas party. So everyone was kind of really shocked about what happened with the tsunami and all this. And I even make donation and all this. But I know in my heart that it's just here that I should do good. So I make donations and I look sad because everyone looks sad. That sort of thing. And that was the condition of my heart at that time. And I remember during my fast, I was sitting watching the 6:30 news and I was looking at the pictures. Usually it doesn't affect me because I'm very capable of blocking out my emotion at the time. I just don't feel. So it, in a way, it's a self-defense mechanism, I guess, at the time. And I remember during that fast when I watched the TV and I was sitting in the TV and I was crying when I see those pictures that is from the screen. I was crying. My heart just go out for those people. And I think that was the first time I really start to have a glimpse of compassion of God. Before I have this head knowledge, I know we have to do good. But it was that time that something changed in my heart, and I'm looking at those pictures and I was just crying out for those people and I asked God to come in and help. A couple of weeks ago, I shared about, you know, one of my favorite verses that is from Jonah, about when God sharing with Jonah, it's like how much compassion that he has for the people in Nineveh. And I really, from that point, it's like I start to have a glimpse of what God's compassion has for his people. And throughout the fast, there's other things that my heart's been changed. During the fast, I actually have a lot of dreams. And God actually spoke through those dreams to me. And sometimes, I remember this dream is, in the dream, someone remind me to return a VCD. And the next day I got up, I think God just reminded me, this is a bad habit of yours. You always borrow things and you don't return until late. It's not as if like I want to take those things as my possession. I didn't mean to, but it's just I didn't get around to return it. And my worst record is like I kept a book for 3 years before I returned it and I didn't read it. And it was like really bad. I have all this good intention, always thinking I have to return it, I have to run. I never did it. And I think like these are the things that you didn't think is bad. And you go through life without thinking, oh, that's okay. I have many excuses. But somehow, throughout the fast, God started revealing to me some of the habit. This is not very good. And some of the habitual sins that I didn't think it was sin before, but it's suddenly light been coming in and showing me that, you know, these are the thing that you should look into it. I guess it's like you set aside your time and you have more time to reflect, but also God actually speaks through. And early on, I share about, you know, I really love food, and I ate a lot of junk food and not so healthy food as well. And my body actually have a difficult time doing the fast. I wouldn't say like, you know, I such an enjoyable fast, because this is my first time really clean up my system. And every day I would have like symptoms. The medical book written by the medical doctor actually lists out all the symptoms. And I would say I have every one of them. I have bad breath, like really thickness in the tongue, and nausea, headache, shoulder pain, you know, anything that is on the possible symptom, I basically have it. And each time it's like, oh, it's so painful or not so comfortable. And so each time I would pray to God, God, can you take away those symptoms? And sure enough, he would take away those symptoms. And then not soon after, another symptom will come up. And I didn't really have until the seventh day when I got up, and I feel so refreshed. And I feel alive. Like, even though I haven't had food for 6 days, I was just like, wow, it's a beautiful day. And I have all this energy. But then I was on a 7 day fast. So I'm coming out. So sad that I could not stay a bit longer. And I hope that didn't scare you too much about like all these possible physical symptoms that might come out. But as I have more water fast subsequently after that initial one, actually those symptoms actually is not as like it's not so serious. Like usually on the third day it's all clean up. I think most of you who have been fasting know, like usually for normal people who do not have too much toxin built into them, 3 days is to clean up. And I have many dreams like at nighttime about food, because it's just such a big thing for me. Even during the day, I would have picture of food flashing through my mind and say, oh, I really want that food, that sort of thing. Really a lot of temptation. And I remember on the second day, I was reading a Bible, and Pastor Solomon mentioned about this verse from Matthew 4:4, like, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word proceed from the mouth of the Lord. And on the second day, God reminded me that passage, and I was like, okay, I don't live on food alone. So I remind, condition on myself. And that night, I have a dream, and I'm going out with dinner with a bunch of friends, and I put food in my mouth, and I say, "Oh no, I'm fasting. I should not eat in my dream." And then the next day, I was talking to a brother on the phone, and I was sharing like, "Oh, I'm fasting and all this, and I have like, you know, really struggle with food." And he again reminded me of the same verse and say, "Okay, God, you speak to me now." And I actually felt encouraged after I spoke to that brother. And that night I have another dream. And this time I'm going to a buffet. And I say no. Actually, it's turned down to the buffet. And so next morning when I get up, I just feel, hallelujah, God. I overcome. I won the battle for that, you know, food battle. And from that point actually onwards, on the fourth day, I didn't think about food anymore. And I start really enjoying the fast as I go. And one of the tips that, you know, from the book from the doctor is like, during your fast, like, do a bit of exercise. And so usually sometimes I'll go down to the park and walk around, and that's the exercise I do, not running around. But and also I sing worship song and all this, and I really have really wonderful time doing that, you know, that 7 day. I was so close to God, and when I look back, you know, I think year 2005 is one of the year that my spiritual life is just rocketing. It's like really the 3 year before I. But I just want to, one more thing I want to mention is that, you know, a lot of times people are saying, oh, fasting and all this is really for hardcore Christians. And I want to say it's not. Because at the time when I did that water fast, I was only a 3-year-old Christian. At the time, I just have simple mind and say, I see what my friend have in her life. And for mind you, she was only a 2-year-old Christian. She doesn't know Bible a lot. I didn't even know the verse about man does not live on bread alone. I learned that during my fast. So at the time, I do not have much like Bible knowledge. I don't have, you know, not really well in equipped or anything. But it's just a simple mind that, you know, I want more of you, God. I want to see you more. And I want to see miracle. And one of the things that changed my heart also during the fast is that I was a person who was really looking for signs and wonders and happened in my life. I want to be excited. But during the fast and also after the fast, I realized that I don't need that anymore. I don't need sign and wonder to believe in God. And I actually write spiritual journal every day. And this is what I wrote during that fast. And I say, I written here, I say, knowing Jesus is the most beautiful blessing in my life. God is with me to the very last nook of the song, and he's the best thing happened to me in my life. If I don't believe in him, where else can I go? And in John 4:48, it says, unless you people see signs and wonder, and you simply will not believe. And I think by the end of the fast, I told God, it's like, I don't need any more miracle and signs, and I still believe in you. And for me, I believe that, you know, fasting really condition our heart and we position ourselves so that we are more connected with God. And also, I guess, like, it really do something in my life. And a lot of people, you know, I always mention that I have a heart for mission for Japan. One of the wish lists that I wrote down during that time is like, God, what is my calling for you in my life? And that was during that fast that God started open my eyes to Japan. Before, I have no idea or not even thought about Japan at all. But it was during that fast that, you know, God drew me to this book about Japan, how it was such a such a great revival that was in Japan long time ago, and how it deteriorated to such a stage to now. And although I did not go through with you, like, you know, chapter 58 in detail this morning, but if you have listened to my testament carefully, many things that's mentioned in the book that came through, yoke have been broken, bad habit have been broken during the fast. I have more compassion for people. That's verse 7. Healing, my body get better. Spiritually, I get better. That's verse 8. A calling has been cast in my life. That's verse 11. In 2005, I actually did a small workshop with a group of youth leaders, and we actually based on the book that you know that book that I read with Isaiah 58, based on verse 6 to 8, we come up with a table that where you can meditate on the Word of God and also write down your the expected reward or the goal that you wish for that fast. So for those who come to EMP this morning, that's a bonus for you. It's like at the back of the bench, that is that table. I actually did up the table again and put it at the back. So I hope that table will help you. Every time, you know, when I fast, I think about Isaiah 58. Every time when I look at it, there are new revelation from it. And so feel free to take copies. That's a bonus for people who come to EMP. Okay, so Nate will come in and we just worship God a bit and before we go into a time of prayer.
Draw me close to you.
Isaiah 58 is mentioned, this is a fast that is chosen by God. But if you look at the text, it doesn't really say about food. It's about all sorts of other things. So this morning when we just go before God and just asking God, you know, what yoke that is in our life, what's the habitual things that sin or using bad habit that's in our life that you want to break, God want you to break or you want to break free from. Also, you know, the heart, the compassion, the need for those people around us. So really, let's go before God and ask God to really meet us during this fast and spend a bit of time and just meditate on. Let me read it out again. It is not to devour your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into the house. When you see the naked, to comfort them and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Let's come before God and just ask God, you know, what yoke that He wants us to loosen, what bond of wickedness He wants us to undo, and just ask God to reveal to us during this time and just really prepare our hearts before we go into the fast. Also, let's take also our eyes off. Also, look at the pray for the Fabies and that is in, and her team that is in Mexico. Now, pray for their ministry. Pray for a new year, a new breakthrough for them. And also, Kenny is back with us, but let's continue to pray for the ministry that he represents, that is in Japan, and also. For God's word that's taking place in Japan, and praying for breakthrough, praying that oppressions be broken and people be set free in that country. And also, let's pray also for like some of the local missions in Hong Kong that we support, like the Shanti Ministry that is reaching out to the Southeast Asian people that is in Hong Kong, and also the Johnson College that for the drug addict kids. Really praying for them that God come and save them, release them, and let them taste that freedom in Christ in abundance. Also, let's pray for the pastoral staff and all the leaders in the church, and pray that, you know, during this New Year season, that God really speak to them and they have that obedient heart, that the softened heart to hear from God and to obey God. And finally, let's continue to lift up the building, the new building search that that's going on, and just really ask God that in the coming years that He'll provide us a bigger place so that we can live out the vision that He's given us. Father God, I just really give thanks to You. You know, You really have painted a very beautiful picture in Isaiah 58. You show us that, you know, how You come through for us when we cry out for You, and You answer us, "Here I am." Lord, that You promised that there will be, you know, that light will break forth like midday, and the yoke be broken, all the bondage of wickedness be loosened and break off. And You also promise us, like, we no longer be hungry and thirsty, and we are just like water gardened. And Lord, this is my prayer this morning for my brothers and sisters here, Lord. They're truly experiencing You in an amazing way, that, you know, what You have described in Isaiah 58 will happen in their life. And they will be standing up here sharing the testimony and saying, "God, You are true God," that they don't need miracle to believe in You. They don't need, like, rely on what You do for them, but simply they know You, and they stand up strong in their faith, and they walk with You, and they live out that abundance that You have described in the picture in their life, Lord, and their life be so, like, the Christ that in them is just oozing out of them, is so much, so rich, and they are just like the beacons, light that drawing people to You, Lord. And I really pray that, Father, that for every single members in the SP, that people come to our church will see the Jesus in each one of us and see the amazing thing that You did in our life and how You transform us, and they hungry for You. Just like the hungry I have when I was, like, looking at people having that sort of countenance in them, and I'm just hungry for what they have. And I really pray for each one of the members in the SP that they do have the hunger for You and to go that extra link to seek after You, Lord. Thank You, God, and we love You, and I pray all this in Jesus' name.